Welcome to Let's Talk Bike, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXRadio.com.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Scott Cutler, your host for wellness in Imperial Valley. This is your host, Scott. Maria's in the basement charging her batteries. Our guest today is Victor Rocha. He is the Director of Public Administration. What's your word?
I'm the Assistant Public
Administrator. Oh, okay. The Assistant Public Administrator. It's a mouthful.
Exactly.
What are you doing? Good morning.
Good morning to all of our listeners. Here I'm the assistant for Norma Saita, the elected public administrator. I've been there for about 8 years now. Essentially, the functions of my work is assisting her with dealing with the administration of the estates. As the public administrator, we also are the public guardian. We're also the public conservator, and we also have the area agency on aging. In the public guardian, what we do is we manage through court appointments individuals that are about below 18 years of age, so minors.
Okay, who don't have other guardians?
Exactly. We're at the agency of last resort. If there are no family members, there are no loved ones, they can take care of them. We essentially get appointed by the courts and to manage either the individual or the estate as well. Many times we get appointed to be both, or if there's someone out there that can manage the person, we can also manage the estate. So it's on a case-by-case basis.
So that's public guardianship.
Exactly. The public conservator, it deals with individuals that are 18 and above, and sometimes they're disabled. They have no one to take care of them. We get appointed by the courts and essentially serve. A conservatorship is the word that is used in California in lieu of guardian.
Okay.
So essentially we do the same things, but it's for individuals that are 18 and above.
So for adults.
Correct.
Okay.
And the area agency on aging is...
I need to know that person.
Okay, great. Is your age?
Yeah, I got it. Around the bend.
Okay, well, I think for both of us, essentially what it does is we provide county-wide services to seniors and people with disabilities. They would qualify such as we have an array of services that we have. We have contract with providers that provide, like Catholic charities, that provide the Meals on Wheels and the congregate sites. That means individuals throughout the whole county can come in and congregate and go city by city and have a place where they can eat and they can socialize.
Hmm. You guys are actually the funding agency behind that.
Exactly. We're the funding. We actually are the receiver of the state and federal funding.
Great.
And then we get the name through contracts to different providers. Not many people know that. They feel that Meals on Wheels is actually being delivered by Catholic charities. No, it's under a contract with the County of Imperial.
I'm surprised. So you guys do local guardianships for kids under 18 with no other guardians, and you do conservatorships for adults over 18 who need that level of support. We'll talk about what that might mean later. And you do the area agency on HAA. And that includes Meals on Wheels and some other things.
Yeah.
Are you guys also the Cool Zone people?
That's within the individual contract providers. They have their own individual Cool Zones. And we make that aware throughout the whole county because some of us coming by, essentially it's going to get hot. And they do provide cool zones. Actually, the congregate sites are considered cool zones.
Great. Well, and then, you know, just as we go into difficult economic times, I imagine there's a lot more pressure put on your agency to serve more people, perhaps.
Yes, but again, throughout the whole state, we're having difficulties with funding. The state is going through difficult times.
Not you guys, too.
Well, I think all of us are. I think it's not just a state of California, but it's a national problem. And I think trying to stimulate the economy, you know, by providing providing stimulus payments or grants.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUVO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KUVO Radio.com.